Hi everyone. I want to tell you about a castle I visited with my family during our holiday this summer. My parents are interested in history, so they were keen to have a look at this place. To get to the castle, we had to leave our car in a car park some distance away and walk, first through a wood, and then on a rough path that crossed a field full of sheep. It then followed the line of a cliff, just metres from its edge, although a strong fence along it made us feel safe. The castle stood at the end of this path. We arrived early in the morning, and the castle was still surrounded by mist, so we couldn't see it immediately. The whole scene looked rather weird, but as we got closer, the view got better. I hadn't been sure what to expect, as in some photos the castle looked depressing against a grey sky. As we got nearer, though, it came into view, and it was stunning. I couldn't wait to explore it. In the castle, we got a leaflet about its history. I was interested in the age of the place, which dated back to the 14th century. The first building on the site, made of wood, had disappeared a long time ago, but the ruins of the building that had replaced it were still visible, constructed out of stone. It had been built slightly further away from the existing castle and stood on a rock. Once inside, we climbed up some steps to explore the castle walls. They were in good condition considering how old they were, and were 16 metres tall in places, I guess to keep out enemies. But it was the width of them that was just incredible. Several people could walk along the top of them at once, side by side. After this, we climbed up a square tower in the castle, where we had a good view over the surrounding countryside. However, when we climbed up what is known as the Lion Tower, which is even higher, we got the best view ever. We could see as far as some islands several kilometres off the coast. Then we wanted to see inside the main castle building, so we joined a tour. First, the guide told us about the many people who had owned the castle. He said at one stage it had been sold by the king to a local wealthy farmer. But when this man later lost all his money, his daughter, who had married into a rich family, carried out much-needed repairs. Without those, apparently, it might not have survived. Then we went into the restored parts of the castle. Dad and I both thought the dining room was impressive, and I loved the Queen's bedroom. Very luxurious. But those were nothing compared to the library. Dad took lots of photos of that, as he'd never seen anything as beautiful before. Then the guide took us through many other rooms and told us all about the famous people who'd stayed there, although I had no idea if the information he gave us was correct. He mentioned that one room was supposed to have ghosts in it, which was a story I definitely thought wasn't true, though I guess you could easily imagine it. After that, we went outside and walked towards a huge pond in the grounds. There were lots of ducks there, and a number of swans, which people were feeding. Everyone had gathered to watch an eagle show, and they were amazing. The people looking after them let them fly round the castle. I really wanted to try it too. Finally, we wandered through the castle gardens. One was full of statues, and you could hear the sound of water running in a pond. Another was full of roses, with classical music playing in the background, which made it feel very quiet and calm. Eventually, it was time to leave, but we'd had a lovely day.
Now you will hear part two again.
Hi, everyone. I want to tell you about a castle I visited with my family during our holiday this summer. My parents are interested in history, so they were keen to have a look at this place. To get to the castle, we had to leave our car in a car park some distance away and walk, first through a wood, and then on a rough path that crossed a field full of sheep. It then followed the line of a cliff, just metres from its edge, although a strong fence along it made us feel safe. The castle stood at the end of this path. We arrived early in the morning, and the castle was still surrounded by mist, so we couldn't see it immediately. The whole scene looked rather weird, but as we got closer, the view got better. I hadn't been sure what to expect, as in some photos the castle looked depressing against a grey sky. As we got nearer, though, it came into view, and it was stunning. I couldn't wait to explore it. In the castle, we got a leaflet about its history. I was interested in the age of the place, which dated back to the 14th century. The first building on the site, made of wood, had disappeared a long time ago, but the ruins of the building that had replaced it were still visible, constructed out of stone. It had been built slightly further away from the existing castle and stood on a rock. Once inside, we climbed up some steps to explore the castle walls. They were in good condition considering how old they were, and were 16 metres tall in places, I guess to keep out enemies. But it was the width of them that was just incredible. Several people could walk along the top of them at once, side by side. After this, we climbed up a square tower in the castle, where we had a good view over the surrounding countryside. However, when we climbed up what is known as the Lion Tower, which is even higher, we got the best view ever. We could see as far as some islands several kilometres off the coast. Then we wanted to see inside the main castle building, so we joined a tour. First, the guide told us about the many people who had owned the castle. He said at one stage it had been sold by the king to a local wealthy farmer. But when this man later lost all his money, his daughter, who had married into a rich family, carried out much-needed repairs. Without those, apparently, it might not have survived. Then we went into the restored parts of the castle. Dad and I both thought the dining room was impressive, and I loved the Queen's bedroom. Very luxurious. But those were nothing compared to the library. Dad took lots of photos of that, as he'd never seen anything as beautiful before. Then the guide took us through many other rooms and told us all about the famous people who'd stayed there, although I had no idea if the information he gave us was correct. He mentioned that one room was supposed to have ghosts in it, which was a story I definitely thought wasn't true, though I guess you could easily imagine it. After that, we went outside and walked towards a huge pond in the grounds. There were lots of ducks there, and a number of swans, which people were feeding. Everyone had gathered to watch an eagle show, and they were amazing. The people looking after them let them fly round the castle. I really wanted to try it too. Finally, we wandered through the castle gardens. One was full of statues, and you could hear the sound of water running in a pond. Another was full of roses, with classical music playing in the background, which made it feel very quiet and calm. Eventually, it was time to leave, but we'd had a lovely day.